الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، الصلاة والسلام على نبينا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: إن للمتقين مفازا. وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر: والعاقبة للمتقين. وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد، وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Infinite praise, all glory, complete submission is due to Allah Azza wa Jal, the most generous, the most benevolent, the most merciful and kind. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our beloved, most honorable, most merciful messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama, and upon his noble, purified family members, and upon the guided and illustrious companions and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam. My respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, and beautiful youngsters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, and may the blessings of this beautiful month, and may the blessings of this beautiful masjid and this beautiful day become a means for our guidance, for our success, for our salvation, for our forgiveness in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Allahumma ameen. It just feels like yesterday when we were saying and repeating the dua, Allahumma ballighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, enable us to reach the sacred and beautiful month of Ramadan. And lo and behold, here we are, and almost entering into the third ashra, the third segment of the month of Ramadan. The first 10 have come and gone, and the second 10 are almost slipping away from our fingers. And by Sunday, we'll be entering into the third and final penultimate part of the month of Ramadan, within which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has secretly placed the beautiful night of Laylatul Qadr, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, the night which is far better and exceeds worth and blessings more than 1,000 months. In this month, we have thus far looked at the terms and conditions of Ramadan and to see why some are feeling the spiritual high and some are not. We've also discussed how if we were given an opportunity to be in a bank to take whatever we wanted in terms of treasures, what would we take? How much time would we waste? Not even a milli or a microsecond. But here we are in the final leg of Ramadan, and we need to ask ourselves, how much has Ramadan given us, and how much have we given to Ramadan? And where was our iman and our taqwa at the beginning of Ramadan, and where is our iman and our taqwa here today on this beautiful day, Sayyidul Ayyam, in the month of Ramadan? Because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, this month of Ramadan, to achieve one primary goal and objective of taqwa. And this is what we will, insha'Allahul Aziz, very quickly, I'll try to, insha'Allah, comprehensively and discuss this subject with you here today. This poster that you can see here above, three very crucial letters for us all to understand. The letter waw, the letter qaf, and the letter ya. And these are a trigram. which basically means when you put these letters together, you combine them in the correct way, this is the key for you to enter into Jannah. Now all of us will try to attempt to enter Jannah various other means. And perhaps we will be those people who will be trying all of the keys in our possession, but none of them will work. But this key is a guaranteed key that will open up the doors of Jannah for you. If لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, if you have true taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshaAllah, these three letters become the key to Jannah. It is a combination to the doors of paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an, as I recited in the khutbah, He reminds us that the entire Qur'an is for whom? The people of taqwa. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That this is that book within which there is absolutely no doubt. And this book has been given to those people whom? To the people of taqwa. Therefore, all of the promises in the Qur'an, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, and various other verses of the Qur'an, over 200. If you look at all of the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they come back to one single element, that these promises that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given are for the people of taqwa. And this whole month of Ramadan is to reinforce, to re-establish, to rekindle that taqwa, not just within our hearts, but also in our minds, and for it to translate into our actions. So those three letters that I mentioned, waw, qaf, and ya, the root letters of taqwa. And what do these letters actually mean? And look at the beauty of how all of these letters, when you combine them in different ways, give you all of these beautiful meanings just from these three letters. Taqwa also means to save yourself from wiqaya. It means to save yourself from shar, save yourself from the wrath and anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save yourselves from the sin. It means to protect yourself from all of the temptations that are there in the dunya. Taqwa, generally we translate it as fear, to have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But no, this is a very limited understanding of what taqwa is. For taqwa is to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And via that consciousness or conscientiousness, you end up becoming righteous and doing those actions which are pious. You are in a state of mindfulness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards His creation in every single act that you do. Taqwa is a means of a shield which protects you. It is a barrier from all of the darkness in the dunya. Taqwa means for you to be God-centered. The world that we are living in, if you just look at the consensus here in the UK, more and more people now in this country are becoming godless. And their life is not revolved around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we as Muslims, not just in Ramadan, but in our entire life, is revolving around taqwa. Rounding around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being conscious, being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in this regard, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِي. That, O you who believe, and we all say we believe, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no, that's just not enough. Because with iman, you have to have something else, the key, which is to have taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many people do have faith, but then that faith doesn't translate them in doing righteous actions or good deeds, for them making the correct decisions, making sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the center of their heart. So have taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ, the way that He has a right for you to be mindful, for you to be considerate, for you to be conscientious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you are a servant and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your master, and whatever you do is always according to the pleasure of the master of Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Qur'an, وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب. That yes, we all seek provisions. We try to do everything within our physical capacity. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if you want to accumulate anything in your life, if you want to seek provisions, then indeed the best of provisions for your soul, for your soul and for your mind, is none other than the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is why He reminds us in this verse of Siyam, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you may become mindful of Allah Azza wa Jal. And without a doubt, the way that we were before Ramadan, we were mindless, just wandering around doing whatever we wanted, whatever we desired, whatever we thought. But as soon as Ramadan enters, we end up doing what Allah wants. We end up thinking about what His pleasure is in. We end up reading His Quran. We end up following His Nabi, His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We become mindful of the food that we eat, when we eat, how we eat. We become mindful of every action that we do. This is all what? For us becoming more muttaqeen, more righteous, more pious, more mindful, and getting closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that the best end, and the end, that the good end is for whom? Not for the people who are pursuing their own vanities and their own whims and their own desires and pursuing the dunya. No, the true success and the true end and the best end is for the muttaqeen, those people who live their entire life having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the center of their heart and the forefront of their mind in every single action that they did. So this trigram that I mentioned, these three letters, waw, qaf, and ya, are the letters when combined make the word that we know as taqwa. And this is the key for us to enter into Jannah. But the entrance, as you know, is not free. The entrance is conditional. You have to have the taqwa, you have to apply the taqwa in your life, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the rewards that are waiting for the muttaqeen. So the purpose of Ramadan, of fasting, is to transform our mindless lives, these monotonous lives that we live, these routine lives that we just get up, brush your teeth, wash your face, have some food and go to work, come back, shout and scream at our children, watch the TV, read the news, eat something, then go to sleep. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants everything to be centered around Him. That we wake up for His sake, we eat for His sake, we remember Him for His sake, we do ibadah for His sake, we work for His sake. Everything should take us back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making us mindful instead of making us mindless. Nowadays, if you want to see a mindless person, just look at your own children. Even look at us. Give us a tablet, give her a phone, give us a TV, give us something. What do we become? We become like zombies, mindless people who have absolutely no soul, nothing. We're just absorbed into this thing which doesn't give us any real benefit, doesn't provide any sustenance to the soul. This is who and what we are becoming more and more. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want us to be these animals. We're just operating on the default. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be active Muslims who are conscientiously always thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because when you become muttaqi, when you have taqwa, you have the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. That indeed the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with whom? With those people who are conscious about Him, those people who are thinking about Him, and those people who are virtuous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support is with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Allahu waliyul muttaqeen, that indeed I am the protector of whom? Those people who are mindful of me, who are thinking about me, who are remembering me, I am their protector and their guardian. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, Inna Allaha yuhibbul muttaqeen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are truly righteous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا, that whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at how these are all of the different variations of taqwa, of being conscious, of being mindful, of loving, of being righteous, and also fearing. Then what will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? يُكَفِّرَ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate and remove your sins and amplify your reward. Because of what? Because you feared Allah Azza wa Jal. Because you were conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you were mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that my acceptance is with whom? With which people? Innama, verily only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts what? Innama yataqabbalu Allahu minal muttaqeen. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only accept your deeds and your actions from those people who have taqwa. Not people who come to the masjid, bang their head, no, that's not mindful. That's not God conscientiousness. That's not connecting with Allah. You might as well be a robot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your deed, accept your Ramadan when you are mindful of Him, when you are conscious, when you are connected with Him. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. When you are God-centered, then your actions will be accepted. If you want to be successful, success only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That fear Allah, protect your taqwa, shield your taqwa and your iman, and then you will succeed by the izn of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this limited understanding, this limited understanding that we have had during our lifetime, that taqwa only means to fear Allah. No, brothers and sisters, taqwa is so much more, and we can apply it in every single facet of our life in order for us to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, to achieve the things that we truly need. We need to have taqwa even in our sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. That those people who have taqwa in Allah Azza wa Jal, that when they have an option to do haram and they have the taqwa of Allah, they'll avoid the haram and only do that which is halal. When they do that halal option, i.e. they have that taqwa in Allah Azza wa Jal, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in spite of how difficult your financial, your physical situation may be, Allah will make a way out for you. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make a way out for Ibrahim السلام, when they threw him into the fire? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make a way out for Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam when his own brothers threw him into the well? Every time you have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always make an exit for you. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And he will provide for you from where you can never imagine. You can never imagine, but because you had taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, here's you go, this is the reward for your taqwa. When you have taqwa in all of your affairs, all of your social, your economic, your political, your spiritual, every form of affair, when you have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whoever has taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what will Allah do for you? He will make your affairs easy for you. You have any difficulty in your life? Have taqwa, do the right thing, say the right thing, behave in the right way, have your heart connected to Allah Azza wa Jal, and you will see doors open for you. You will see your affairs getting easier and easier for you. You have taqwa in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِسِيًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save those people who had taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal, and those who were the wrongdoers and the evil ones, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave them burning into the fire of hell, and they will be there on their knees. So taqwa helps you in every single aspect of your worldly life. It will protect you in your grave, and more importantly, it will protect you in the hereafter. So everything in this life and the hereafter, my dear brothers and sisters, revolves around this core element of taqwa. So go back to the first question I asked you, where was your taqwa before Ramadan, and where's your taqwa today? And if you have not seen an exponential increase in taqwa, then know there is something wrong with your heart. Know there is something wrong with the alignment of your heart and your soul, because this month is a month where your taqwa should increase, and you should get closer and closer to Allah. subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions to us, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ فِي مَقَعَدِ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ مَلِيكٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. That indeed the righteous, the people of taqwa, will be among the gardens and rivers in a seat of honor near the sovereign, perfect in ability. This place is reserved for whom? The people who had taqwa in every single aspect of their life. Not just taqwa in Ramadan, but the entirety of their life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. For the God-centered are the gardens of delight with their Lord. So taqwa is that core criterion which will differentiate between ordinary and extraordinary people, because people who are perhaps in the lowest of heavens and those people who will go into the highest of heavens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. That the most noble of you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has the most taqwa. You know, people look at nobility and they think, oh, he's from a good lineage, he's from a good status, he's from a good hasab and nasab, and this person, if he does shafa'ah for somebody, or this person, if he does anything, all people will accept it because of his background and his heritage. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't look at these things. لا ينظر إلى صوركم ولا إلى أجسامكم بل ينظر إلى قلوبكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't look to your outer appearance, to what you look like and what you are wearing. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks to your heart and checks how much taqwa is there. How much is your heart filled with the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal? Do you know the way you fill up your tank? The month of Ramadan is topping up your tank and bringing it higher and higher in terms of your taqwa, your closeness, your fear, your God conscientiousness, your mindfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the external commands, eternal commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us. You hear it in the Jummah khutbah all the time. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullah. Again and again. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. Again, all the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, be mindful, be conscious, be aware, be fearing, be loving, be hoping in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything goes back to that element of taqwa. And this is something that we really need to make sure that in all of the actions that we do in our life, always make sure you do something that pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. You do things that increase your taqwa and your iman in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man passed the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked the Sahabi next to him, what do you think about this man? And the Sahabi mentioned, well, he's from a good lineage, he's from a good hasab and nasab. If this person were to ask for the rishta of a woman, they would surely give it to him. If this person were to do shafa'ah for somebody, they would surely give it to him. مَا رَأْيُكَ فِي هَذَا. And then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he remained silent. Then another ordinary man walked by, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam asked the same question to the Sahabi, and he said, he has no lineage, he has no hasab and no nasab, no real status. If he were to ask for a rishta of a woman, he'd be rejected. If he were to intercede on behalf of somebody, he'd be rejected. Why? Because he has no status here in the nas. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, he replied, هَذَا خَيْرُ مِنْ مِلْءِ الْأَرْضِ. This person is better than the first person. Even if that first person were to fill up the entire earth, the second person would still be better than the first person. Why? Because he has taqwa. He has the most valuable thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taqwa. So ask yourself, how much taqwa do we have in our hearts? How much taqwa do we have in our limbs, in our actions, in the forefront of our mind? And how many actions that we do where we always think, is this pleasing to Allah? Is this displeasing to Allah? Is this pleasing to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or displeasing? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he pointed at Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab's chest and he touched it multiple times and he said, At-taqwa ha huna, at-taqwa ha huna, at-taqwa ha huna. That your honor, your nobility, your connection, everything here is in your heart. If this is sound, then your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be sound. You need to make sure that in your privacy, in your dealings, in your thoughts, in your behavior, in your intentions, everything is around taqwa, between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ta'ala. I'd like to give you a very simple example. It happened to most of us that if you ever had a child within the kitchen, or even your wife or yourself, and sometimes you're picking up a glass or a plate and it drops and it scatters everywhere, shards of glass, every single place. How would you walk in that room? You'd have a sense of fear. You'd have a sense of hesitation. You'd have a sense of acute awareness of all of the shards of glass that are there on the floor. And you'd be extremely careful for yourself and also careful for your children. And you say, bach ke aayo, sambhal ke aayo, khair na lao, dekh ke aao. This is what you would say to yourself and to your children. Why? Because of that danger that is there. Imagine you were there, you were barefoot. How would you walk? And we walk extremely, extremely carefully. Like that, we are here in this dunya, and this dunya is full of all of these dangers. But how many of us have, you know, eyes closed, and we're just zooming down the lane of the dunya and thinking, yeah, it's fine, everything's fine. No, we just the way that you would be extremely tentative and extremely careful in walking through the path in your kitchen to get to the other side. Similarly, we have to, in the dunya, protect our iman, protect our daman, protect our akhlaq, protect our aqidah, protect everything to make sure we navigate the most safest route to do that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So live your life every single day taking those small steps, just the way you would take the small steps if you had shards of glass in front of you. Don't make those big moves without studying. You'd analyze and assess every single place where you're going to put your feet. You'd think and you'll calculate it. Then ask yourself, why do you not do the same thing when you're about to invest into something? And ask yourself, is this halal? Is this haram? Is this tayyib? Or is this not tayyib? When you speak to other people, will this please Allah Azza wa Jal? Or will this displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you gossip or backbite, when you do anything, where is your mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We are the people who have been honored by Allah Azza wa Jal. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمُ. Allah has ennobled all of us. Why? Because we have the taqwa here. So we need to be people of substance. We need to be people of integrity. We need to be people of mindfulness, of taqwa, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do not have taqwa, then you'll do whatever you want. You'll have no shyness, you'll have no haya, no modesty before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you do not have taqwa in Allah azza wa jal, then on the day of qiyamah, it will come to bite you in the back. But those people, there's a hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people who are extremely careful and mindful of Allah azza wa jal, and they still did some mistakes during their lifetime, but they had true taqwa in Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they did tawbah and they did istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call them close to Him on the day of Qiyamah. What will He do? Call them close. Normally, everybody gets open interrogation by Allah Azza wa Jalla. You did this and you did this and you did that. And everybody will hear and see everything that you did. But these people of taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, come closer to me. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will embrace them with His mercy. And nobody will be able to see or hear the conversation between them and their Lord. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them, the way that you were pious, the way that you were mindful, the way that you were conscientious of me, and you had fear of me and hope in me in the dunya, because of your taqwa, today I will shield you the way you shielded yourself in the dunya. This is what taqwa will do. It will protect you and your honor on the day of qiyamah. So we need to be extremely careful and be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect of our life. But with taqwa, we must also combine it with tawbah as well. Because we can still slip from time to time, but we need to make sure that we do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because I just want to give you this final example very quickly. Where did we all come from? We all came from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidina Hawa. Where were they originally? What is our original abode, original home? None other than the heavens. But why was Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidina Hawa taken out of Jannah and put here on earth? Why? Because their lapse of their taqwa in Allah Azza wa Jal. When you put your own desire and your own thoughts first, instead of thinking about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. So the only way that they were able to go back is when they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. It is a momentary lapse, an oversight and mistake by our father Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidah Hawa. They didn't deny Allah azza wa jal, but what did they do? For a moment they forgot taqwa, they forgot that mindfulness, they forgot the superiority of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over their own decision making, over their own desire. So they did not give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will his due place and maqam, and they put themselves first. And this is the essence of understanding what taqwa is. Always put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost before you make any decision. Why? Because you can see when Adam alayhi salam put his own will and desire first, look at the consequences of that, and we are all seeing the consequences. But only when we re-establish taqwa in our lives and re-establish sincere tawbah in our lives with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to enter back into the gardens of paradise. So be mindful now in the month of Ramadan, in the remaining days and nights of Ramadan, but don't just stop. You must continue on this journey of taqwa, of tawbah, of tahara. Our journey is our entire life and journey is back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Have true fear, God conscientiousness, mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Protect yourself and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. Know that وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that the best final abode is none other for the people of taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all and give us all true taqwa in our hearts and also in our actions. Enable us all to do tawbah. Wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum jazakumullahu khayran. Kuch elanat, aap hazrat.